This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's news for parents who've been wondering when their young children can get a COVID shot. Pfizer says it's getting closer. The AP's Ben Thomas.
CEO Albert Bourla tells ABC's This Week it's a question of days, not weeks, before Pfizer and German partner BioNTech submit data to U.S. regulators for federal authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 5 to 11. That would be an important step towards starting vaccinations for youngsters, especially with children now back in school and the Delta variant triggering a big jump in pediatric infections. Pfizer said last week its vaccine works for 5 to 11-year-olds with a much lower dose than used for anyone 12 and older, developing antibody levels just as strong as those in teenagers and young adults who get the regular strength shots. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lawmakers are busy trying to figure out what to do with your tax money, and they don't agree. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
There was a vote expected today on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package, but it's now postponed until Thursday amid ongoing negotiations. More immediately, the Senate has a vote set for today to keep the government funded and avert a federal debt default before Thursday's deadline. That package stands to run into a blockade by Republican senators, all but ensuring lawmakers will have to try again later in the week.
Why did an Amtrak train go off the tracks in Montana over the weekend, killing three people? Investigators are trying to figure that out. Seven people still hospitalized. The train was on the way from Chicago to Seattle when it derailed outside the tiny town of Joplin, Montana. Britain is considering sending in the army to help deal with a shortage of available gasoline. There aren't enough available truck drivers. The pandemic is a factor. Lines of cars are forming this morning at some gas stations. This is AP News. A jury in New York will continue its deliberations in the sexual misconduct trial of singer R. Kelly. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta.
Was R. Kelly a predator who controlled his victims' moves for his own pleasure? Or were they willing participants who turned on him when his money ran out? That's what a jury of seven men and five women are sorting through. They got Kelly's case Friday after a month-long trial. The jurors asked the judge to review a transcript of a woman who said Kelly drugged and assaulted her as a 21-year-old radio station intern. The top count of racketeering carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Moulin Rouge won Best New Musical at the Tony Awards. It's about the goings-on in a turn-of-the-century Parisian nightclub. The Inheritance by Matthew Lopez was Best New Play, and it won three other awards, too. Charles Fuller's A Soldier's Play won Best Play Revival and an Acting Award. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.